Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
It's Aerosmith bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and the websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Wally Bach is here. I know. Settle down. I'm excited too. Writing a book with Wally.com is the website. Wally, thank you again for being here. Wally helps people get their books out of their heads on paper in the hands of readers. Wally, one of the things that you've talked about is we talked about earlier is about how the impact of the pandemic on people and the tension, and but it's also given them some time. I guess you know some people have had time to do other things. I've had people tell me they finally got their garage cleaned out, or they finally learned another language or something. But just because you have time and you've been wanting to write a book doesn't mean that that's the right time for that book, does it? Because I've always said, it's been my experience, that a book comes out of you when it's ready. Now, if it's ready to come out and you don't have the time, then maybe this is a good time for you. But if you have the time and the book's not ready to come out, then there's a disconnect there. What do you think?
Yeah, that's exactly true for several clients that started with me. And we started with let's think about what you want to do with this book. And we got to, like, the third planning session, and they said, I don't think I'm ready to do this.
Nothing's happening.
And I had one client who's become a friend over more years than recently, and John called me up, and he said, I think this is a great time to work on that book I want to do. And we went through that three sessions, and he says, I'm not ready yet. I said, no, you're not. And off he went. He'll come back when the book is ready.
Well, no, that's exactly right. I mean, I've told the story before that my third book, I beat myself up brutally because I didn't finish my third book by 2012. That was my goal. I was going to get it done. I did not get it done. In 2013, I learned something that the book would not have been complete without. It would have been half of a book without what I learned in 2013.
Yeah.
And I published it in 2014. But to this very day, the people who I know who like that book, page 119 is the one they always talk about. And it's something it was a moment of clarity that I got that's when I said, you know what? These things happen when they're supposed to.
Yep. I've had clients who pushed the book and then had that kind of aha moment that you're talking about, and it was like, oh my God, this would have changed the whole second half of the book, or wow, chapter three would have been really different if I'd done this.
Do you expect there to be books about people writing books about what we've gone through the last year? Do you expect there to be a genre of pandemic books?
Absolutely.
Are you seeing that now?
You're starting to see them. Yeah, I did a search on Amazon for burnout books on pandemic books, and there's like twice as many burnout books as there were a year ago, and which of course means they started right about the COVID time. And you're starting to see books on COVID. There are plenty of articles that are what I call pre-books on. You know, how to deal with it, with this kind of pressure, how to deal with the isolation, how to deal with being a leader of a team that's scattered and can't come together physically, and what you do. Kevin Eikenberry and Wayne Turmell had already written a book called The Long Distance Leader. And when the pandemic came and everybody was in this, scattered thing, they wrote another book called The Long Distance Follower that just came out in the last couple of months, and it's equally good.
What is the future of books, Wally? I mean, let's be straight up and honest about this. as an author, and you are, and as you help people with books, with all the social media and the attention span, the length of a gnat these days for people, is there really a future for books? I mean, I'm worried about, are you worried about it like I am? That, I mean, when's the last time you saw somebody reading a book? When's the last time you heard somebody say, hey, let me tell you about this book I'm reading now? What do you think?
Actually, that part hasn't gone away. I think what's going to change is for business books first. Business books are going to get shorter and more one subject.
Yeah.
There aren't going to be that many things like Third Ingredient out there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because people go to a business book to learn, you know, how to solve a problem or answer a question. That's
mm-hmm.
that's the main thing. I think there's going to be plenty of novels, and some people are going to read them electronically the way my mm-hmm. wife does. A lot of people are going to read.
I can see that happening because I think people are getting tired of what's available for them on television. Don't you?
I'll tell you, with the exception section of sports and the occasional storming of the Capitol, we don't watch television.
Well, I hear you, but anyway, I think that's something. The other thing is we gotta get off the addiction of social media. I think social media is going to take human beings down. We have to fix that.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, Jim.
Writing a book with Wally.
But I'm with you now.
.com. Let him help you. Writing a book with Wally.com. Hey, Wally, good job today. Come back soon.
Okay, I'll do it.
We'll see you next time. Wally Bach, ladies and gentlemen, writing a book with Wally.com. Don't you love that website? Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.